Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you, reminding you about the 68th Annual Home on the Range Champions Ride in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. Coming up August the 3rd, starts at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. Get up there on Interstate 94 and take Exit 7. Everything starts 1 o'clock Mountain Time, and for more information, go to hotrnd.com. It's August 3rd in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota.
Tri-State Livestock News. You know, you can visit them online for the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and if you want to subscribe. And why would you want to subscribe? They have local, national, and international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, and so much more. Great feature articles that I just love. TSLN. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Going on through this weekend, it's the Days of 76, rodeo, parade, all of the activities at the Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota, through Saturday the 27th. The historic parade will be at 1:30 Friday and at 10 a.m. on Saturday. For more information, go to daysof76.com.
Here's a piece by Edgar A. Guest, and it's called Equipment. Figure it out for yourself, my lad. You've all that the greatest of men have had. Two arms, two hands, two legs, two eyes, and a brain to use if you would be wise. With this equipment, they all began. So start for the top and say, I can. Look them over, the wise and great. They take their food from a common plate, and similar forks and knives they use. With similar laces, they tie their shoes. The world considers them brave and smart, but you've all they had when they made their start. You can triumph and come to skill. You can be great if you only will. You're well equipped for what fight you choose. You have arms and legs and a brain to use. And a man who has risen great deeds to do began his life with no more than you. You are the handicap you must face. You are the one who must choose your place. You must say where you want to go, how much you will study the truth to know. God has equipped you for life, but He lets you decide what you want to be. Courage must come from the soul within. The man must furnish the will to win. So figure it out for yourself, my lad. You were born with all that the great have had. With your equipment, they all began. Get hold of yourself and say, I can. And of course, that goes to the lads and the lassies as well.
Here's something from Rod Nichols that we haven't heard from for a little while anyway, and it's called Deer in the Road. We've all been there.
Oh, no kidding.
Dakota's a place where the buffalo roam, the deer and the antelope play. To run down a buff or an antelope, boys, you'd have to go out of your way. Not so when it comes to the deer. Now, they live by a whole nother code and seem to take some sort of pleasure from racing across high-traveled roads. Coarse buffalo move in a herd, boys, and antelope tend to group too. But deer, independent, are show-offs as if they had something to prove. A buffalo bellows and snorts some. An antelope lays around in bliss. A deer, like some rednecks I've heard of, sees traffic and hollers, "Watch this!" I ain't got a clue why they do it, but that ain't what puzzles me most. If buffs and the pronghorns are smarter, how come deer outnumber them both? Rod Nichols wrote that back in December of 2004. We share it today on The Good Stuff.
Oh, that is very good. Remember Alan Alda from MASH? Well, here's some of his wisdom. It's too bad I'm not as wonderful a person as people say I am, because the world could use a few people like that. I happen to think he is amazing. This is from Colin Hightower, this quote. We sometimes get all the information, but we refuse to get the message. Oh, yeah. I've seen that happen. It's probably happened to me too many times. Let the people know the facts and the country will be safe. Abraham Lincoln. That kind of takes your breath away, doesn't it? And it's an interesting little understood truism that some people spread happiness wherever they go, while others generate it whenever they go. And let's look at this one. An elderly man is stopped by the police at 1 a.m. and is asked where he is going at this time of night. The man replies, I am going to a lecture about alcohol abuse and the effects it has on the human body. The officer then asks, really? Who is giving that lecture at this time of night? The man replies, that would be my wife.
And you heard it here on The Good Stuff.